Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
You know, that's a really good word.
You know it is. No need for apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the greatest boy, Derek Gaines.
Oh, the greatest boy, huh?
I'm about to change my goddamn name to the greatest. The EST will do it. That'll be a curse on my life. Then I really got to be great at everything.
The greatest!
Yeah, man.
That's the, you know, remember that song, The Greatest of All in Me?
Yeah.
I found the greatest. That song is weird.
Weird.
Man. She goes through a lot of
the
emotional
highs.
Right. And it was like, they used to make us sing that as kids for like assemblies and stuff like that.
Inside it.
Yeah. And then there was always that one kid that wasn't afraid to belt it out. Yeah. All right. He's going to be up front with his little sweet self. Those kids.
I was about to say that. There go the gay one right there. There go the gay one right there. Send his gay ass up front. He want to belt out those goddamn. This is middle school, nigga. Stop. This ain't American Idol. Fuck around.
What makes a little boy just want to just belt it out? Speaking of, I went down a Prince wormhole since we did the Paisley Park thing a couple weeks
ago. Shout out to Prince.
Yeah. I finally watched Purple Rain.
Purple Rain is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird watching it because it's like, if you know music, you just know, like, oh, wow, he is just really just stealing from the church.
Like, okay, I can see that. Okay, all right.
But, like, a lot of people do that. A lot of people take music from the church. And
because, well, that's where it starts.
Yeah, because people don't go to church. They don't know. Like, yeah. They're like, they don't know that these are church chords.
If I could quote the elder Keith Robinson, he said, I don't go to churches that don't produce good R&B singers.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, because there's no spirit there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no spirit there. They're just sitting there talking about it. That's why I'm always like, here's the thing. I do enjoy seeing other churches that do get down. Like, my daughter goes to a pretty big mega church in Arizona.
Okay.
But those are, like, weird because it's, like, white people that have the spirit. Come on, Brother David.
I don't trust that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right? Those Joel Osteen.
I know this might
step on
some toes, but the white Christians scare the fuck out of me, man. Black Christians is it. But white ones?
I do you one even further, man. Korean Christians?
Ooh.
Korean Christians.
The KFCs? I'm just fucking around. I don't even know what the F stands for, but it just kind of makes money.
It stands for faith. Yeah.
Korean faith Christians? The Korean faith Christians?
Like those Koreans that are just, I just love the Lord. But it's like, it's so far from black church. You know what I mean?
I'm scared of, to be honest with you? When the white churches be doing, you know, the praise and worship in the front and don't have no drummer. When it's just
when they ain't got no drummer, they just got a guitar or
some shit. I mean, like, that's a
cult. That's what I'm saying. That's different.
That's a cult.
Like, they really be moved, like, on some, I feel the spirit. Like, how? I ain't even no drums in here.
Ain't no bass.
Ain't no swing, nothing.
Ain't
like
no nothing.
When you got a guy on a guitar that gets to doing these rock and roll bounces.
But there's no drums to back it? Oh, yeah, this is a cult. They don't season their macaroni and cheese. They season it with arsenic or something. This ain't it. I don't like any of it. I don't like none of it.
Speaking of, I was with some white guys this morning. And they were complaining that new sandwich from KFC is too spicy.
Oh, so, the cheetah?
Yeah.
Not the cheetah.
I don't know. Whatever it was they were talking about. I wasn't a part of the conversation.
You know, KFC got a pizza now, but the crust is chicken.
Yeah, man. That's just...
This, I'm never going to eat that.
You're not? You wouldn't?
No, man. I'm getting old, bro. My stomach don't do well with certain foods.
Yeah.
And, you know, my back be giving out. I'm on Valium right now. I don't know if I could just eat a cheetah. Fuck you, KFC. All right,
I want to come back to us getting old. While we're here real quick before the guest gets here, I want to get into plugs. I want to talk about last week at L.A. and everybody who came out and all the good stuff that's been going on. So let's get into plugs
real
quick.
Let's talk about L.A. God damn, that was a movie.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Follow us at NNFA Podcast across all platforms. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you for all who got us up to 7K. Drop a comment. Review helps us with that. Algorithm. And if you want to see these things early as they're happening, as they're live streaming, then you can always join Gas Digital. Go to gasdigital.com. You could use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial, and you'll get everything NNFA, all of our episodes, all of the NNFA at the movies, and access to live events and more, as we are working on making sure that these live events in New York are coming back. We had a little issue with the Vigoist in February, but I'm still trying to find something.
The Delancey hit me up.
The Delancey?
Yeah.
We'll get there and talk about that.
See what's up.
Plugs, if you're watching live on Gas Digital, Philly, we're here this weekend. We are at the City Winery. It's going to be a homecoming event. Derek and I plan on putting on quite a little razzle-dazzle for the home team.
Because
we know it's a lot of people that's coming that's like they haven't seen us in a while. They're coming to see what we've been up to. So we got something. We got something for y'all. We definitely got something for y'all. The following week, we are off across the pond for the Bibbly Bops, the fish and chips.
The Bush Kebabs.
Yeah, so London will be bopping around over there. There's some other dates that have been added to the calendar for the deep dive. If you're over there, go click deeper into the link tree and you'll see any of the other dates.
Remember, it's just not the 10th.
Yeah, other cities have been added, Brussels, Paris, and stuff like that. But the main one, I need London. If you're in Brussels or Paris, get your ass to fucking London. We don't have, you got to turn your mic on.
Come for 310, because that's what we're selling tickets for.
Right, right.
Well, come to that one.
If you're in Germany and you're waiting for us to come, no. Get a train ticket.
Get
come
a train. I hear it's tight.
If you're in
Everything's
Switzerland
close.
And you're like, hey, well, I was going to, get a train
your ass
ticket.
On the train.
Get on down there.
Come down to the
There's nothing
the Bill Murray,
going
right?
on in Europe. Yeah, the Angel Comedy Club
Angel Comedy
is
Club.
Also called the Bill Murray, which we're going to get to the bottom of that when we get over there, find out why it's called the Bill Murray. And then April's going to be
Murray,
a busy
Murray.
Month. April's going to be a busy busy month. When we get back, we're kicking off the D.C. Comedy Festival in D.C. Then we will actually be going to Pottstown, Soul Joel's,
That's right.
April 12th. The following week, we'll be at the Port in Baltimore.
Listen to this shit.
What's up?
Ro called me today talking about the Port serve beer and wine now.
Oh, yeah, man. And
keep
we might
that
do a little 420 out. Meet and greet. So
oh, the little
that.
Smoking meat.
Smoking meat.
Meat as in M-E-E-T.
I know what you mean, yeah. Smoking me heat.
Yes.
Meat me. And then right now with the 25th.
5th through the 28th.
Yeah, back to Phoenix.
Back
so,
to Arizona.
All right. So those will be your chances to come and see us live. Let's get back into the podcast. So you talk about you feeling old. I mean, we just got back. We've been doing a lot of traveling. So for your back to hurt, I get it. Because I've had to stretch extensively. L.A. was fun. L.A. did not disappoint.
Nigga, let me tell you something.
You people are weird, but you're great comedy fans. The people who are NNFA fans from L.A., thank you guys for coming out, making us look good.
Shout out to my big homie Flitz from Philly. Brought the whole gang out to come see us. Shout out to my big homie Flitz and a couple of my friends that was out there. Came out to come check us out, but they are weird out there, man. And they got bunny ears on.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. A guy in our show who was with your people. That
was
he was with your homie. You ever have somebody bring somebody to the show and you like thankful that they brought other bodies, but you go like, damn, these your peoples?
Yeah, dude had a Gumby with some rabbit ears on. It was the strangest shit.
And sat right up front.
Right up front.
And Jordan Rock called it. He said, yo, man. You ever be feeling like, yo, man, I'm doing too much. Oh, you don't want to get caught up into doing too much. So you chill, you play it subtle, and then you come out and it's a nigga with bunny ears on, and you're like, you know what? I'm not doing enough, nigga.
I should have worn my Godzilla outfit. I should have worn my Godzilla outfit. That's what the fuck I should have. I should have came here with Hulk hands and fucking
owned it. That's why I say I love the fact black people were doing well. Stop acting like we're not, man. We are doing well.
Yeah, you can't be oppressed to be in the front row with a Gumby and some bunny ears. Like I said that night, that's an emancipated nigga right there. You got to be some kind of free to pull that shit off. And didn't ask nobody his advice. And bro, if he did ask for advice, all his people was like, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Bro, I don't even think I can wear bunny ears on Halloween.
I can't wear bunny ears, period.
Yeah.
I can't even do this. Yeah. Behind people in pictures.
I don't think, like, other than a crown or a hat, like, what kind of headgear are you willing? Would you wear? Because you didn't even put the thing on for Happy New Year's when we did the Happy New Year episode.
It's either you got to give me an expensive Scully, an expensive hat.
A Burger or, King crown? Birthday?
Or a, nah, I ain't wearing a birthday. Give me a real crown.
Are you wearing, would you wear a hat, a birthday hat with the
no,
thing?
No, because not even for like my kids. Not even fuck with my skin. Them kids ain't going to do shit for my eczema, nigga. Fuck them kids with that cone head ass hat. I'm not wearing it around my face. I'm not. Then I had the line on my face. No, no. You got to say no. No, no, no. I'm an old woman, man.
Oh, shit. That is funny, though. But I feel you. Like, I'll hold the hat. I hate that. People pass hats out at the birthday party. And I always feel like, one, I never know the baby well enough.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of which, I got a baby shower hat on right now. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Finish. Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah. This, if you wanted to know, hat's $400. But yeah, go ahead. I wear this kind of hat. No goddamn problem. Matter of fact, let me turn this shit around and let y'all know what the fuck's going on. Yeah. I had to get this hat at Nordstrom's. Fuck you, no. Huh?
What?
Huh?
What is that? What happens? What happens in your mind that makes you go to a camera? This hat is $400.
$400, by the way, if you didn't. Because we were just talking about hats. And I'm like, well, I do have a stellar-ass cap on right
now.
Yeah. But that's it. That's, uh-huh. That's enough.
That is, I'll probably do it one day. Like,
you will. When you get the money, I'm going to be so happy.
I have the money to do it. It's just weird.
Go shopping like
I just
dog.
I just went shopping.
No, when no, you no, no, shop no. like me.
No, no, no. I just went shopping.
Okay.
I just bought a $200 denim jacket. That's pretty good, right?
$200 is good. It's real good. It's good. It's a good starter. It's a good starter coat. It's a good starter jacket.
I bought some sneakers.
Okay.
I bought a lot of pants.
Oh, okay.
I bought a lot of pants. But like I got them on sale. Eat the mic. Yeah. All right.
Okay. A sale is fine. I'm not saying
it. Yeah, no, they wasn't. I wasn't away, on sale. They was on, some of them was on sale. But like I get good deals from Nike. I really like Nike stuff. I really, really like Nike stuff.
Yeah,
but
man.
Whatever.
I might get a coat for London.
Why don't you just wait until you get there and get a coat?
That's right. Because it's the out there is capital. Fashion capital.
It's
yeah.
the fashion capital.
I'll wait.
They're actually ahead.
I'm going to go get a souvenir. I'm packing light.
Yeah, man. And matter of fact, Don't even take nothing.
It's cheaper too. Like
it is.
Designer's cheaper because you're buying it from the house, so it's not being shipped.
No shipping.
So like I was looking into it for a birthday gift, but like I was looking into the Cartier Forever bracelets.
Uh huh.
And they're $4,000.
What
cheaper.
You know about Cartier? Huh?
They're $4,000 cheaper in Europe than they are here.
Because Cartier out here is ridiculous. I still can't get it. I still can't afford a Cartier.
Yeah, man. It's fucking pirates out there, man. Yeah. You know? Pirates interrupting the ship on its way over.
Yeah, the Somalis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's a good point. I'll get some when I'm out there.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I had a good time in L.A., though, man.
I did. I sure enough did.
Yeah, the show was cool. It was the Comedy Store is always a funny vibe because there's so many. There's multiple rooms. There's comics floating around everywhere. I like
comics
the fact.
Comics be the staff.
Yeah, well, that happens here, too, because I'm just finding out, like, a lot of waiters at the stand are also aspiring comics and stuff like that.
How about
like,
that?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. A lot of people that start off as waiters at the comedy club at the Cellar end up somehow becoming comedians and stuff like
or
that.
Or comedians' baby moms.
Yeah, you got security guards at New York Comedy Club that end up becoming comics, and you know, it's
shit. Patrice was a security guard at the Boston and then became a comic,
really.
So, yeah,
I did not know that. Yeah.
He was a security guard at the Boston, he was watching motherfuckers do the work, and he said, I'm better than that. And he got on stage and he was better than that.
Damn, that is wild. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. What's up? Gio, you want to come on in here? All right, come on in, Gio.
He's not slated for it. What the fuck is he going to come in?
I don't know. I guess he just wanted to come in and say what's up. Come on in here, Gio. What's happening, buddy? Yeah, Gio's got more to talk about than jail, man. Gio Perez, what's going on, man?
Going on, guys?
How you doing?
What's up, bro?
He's also a security guard turned comedian, right? What was your...
I had to play security guard at the stand a few times.
Were you at the stand this weekend? It was a pandemonium down there also. A lot of weird motherfuckers at the stand this weekend.
What happened?
What, the party, right?
Yeah.
No, I skipped that because I knew what it would be.
Yeah. Dog, we encountered... Honestly, the strangest motherfucker.
What happened?
Penetrated the green room. Came in, like, they would send people to the green room. They'd be like, yo, if you're looking for anything more than alcohol, go down in the green room. Sam the Candyman was down there. He had a table set up so you get whatever you needed down there, right? So dude comes down, and he's like, is this where I'm... Oh, yeah, I'm in the right place. Woo! I can smell it. Smells good down here.
When I tell you I hated him immediately.
Reaches into his coat. Now, you know how crowded the club was. The upstairs was shoulder to shoulder. It was jumping. All right? This man came in with a hoodie and like a baseball silk coat over top of it, but buttoned all the way up. Reaches in and pulls from his inside pocket an American Idol golden ticket. Like, I went to the next round and proceeds to use it to fan the weed smoke away from his face.
And this is somebody who says they're a comic?
Nah, he's a singer.
Who he was.
Apparently he was a singer, so he tried to...
Yeah.
Go, finish. I'll tell you what happened with
after
me.
After he's fanning the thing away, he goes, oh, this is an actual American Idol. Take it. I advance to the next round. I'm a black opera singer.
And then started doing opera.
Right? I'm picturing a white guy who said opera.
Right. So, I mean, and this motherfucker started singing.
It was bugging.
In the, like, Figaro. Like...
the shit out of him.
And then realized when he weirded everybody was out, was like, I'm sorry, I guess I came in a little hot. I'm Michael. Like, and it's just like, nah, nigga, you can't introduce yourself now.
Where were you at, Journey?
I was there. This is what happened.
It happened so fast.
I'll tell you what happened. So you was shocked. It was shocking.
So we smoking, having a good time. Sam Candyman, he playing the music on his phone, doing a very good job.
He's DJ. Got good taste in music.
He was doing a good job playing all the right hip hop. My man, the opera singer, goes, hey, who's linked up to the speaker? And then Cool Sam says, yeah, it's floating around somewhere. I was like, that's a good word. That's how you say it, Sam.
Right.
This dude proceeds to go, well, can I hook up so y'all can hear this track? I looked at this nigga like he was fucking. I said, no, dog.
This is the opera singer.
I looked at him. You missed this. You walked out. And this is when I was so mad that you weren't there. I said, who the fuck do you think you are coming in this green room trying to ruin the vibe with whatever the fuck you got going on? And I was like, no, you're not playing your track. We going to finish this vibe.
Yeah.
You can get out if you want
Come and get your weed and
he was
go.
Like, oh. He was so defeated. So check this out. At the end of the night, the nigga comes up to me at the bar upstairs and says, you going to hear my music one day. I said, I hate this dude. I don't give a fuck how driven he is. Don't drive my way.
I expect that from a rapper, not an opera singer.
It was.
Right? You can black hear opera my singer music. Running around like, trying to get his tape on
in
niggas.
In my mind.
Pushing it on Times Square. Y'all.
And in my mind, I go, who the fuck am I that you care?
Bruh. That's what's weird. I don't know what's happening. That some people really care about our opinion. I lie to you, in that same party, I had a motherfucker walk up to me and go, hey, what's up, man? I was like, what's up? He was like, you think there's any way you could talk to Derek and get him to stop hating me?
Who's the opera singer? Oh, just a random person.
Just somebody else. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening with people in here tonight, bro?
You just got to get
the simple. That's where I had to fuck that's with the dude Derek. A little bit. Because I had, why do you care?
Why do you give a fuck?
Why do you care this much about what he... Oh, no, it's not. Listen, I'm cool with everybody. I just don't want there to ever be any static. I don't want anybody to hate me.
No, there's always going to be static.
And here we go. He's like, I don't want anybody to hate me. I don't want anybody to dislike
like, you're
me.
You're not doing a good job.
You're
right
not doing
now.
A good job.
And this is what I told him because he's a Jewish dude. He's a Jewish dude. And I asked him. I said,
I know exactly who you
I was still picturing the black opera singer.
I said,
I know exactly.
You don't want anybody to hate you? so do you care about Palestine hating you? And he goes, okay, I guess
that's a good twist.
And
it's
like,
I wouldn't have even thought of that. That's good.
Like,
that's a twist. Good.
You're being weird.
This is why I'm like, Dave Temple's an intelligent guy, because I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
That was
and it was
great.
Just one of those things of like, you're telling me that this isn't
that was
weird.
Awesome.
Right. You do care. You're okay with people hating you. Let it slide, man. Let it go. Like, I don't know why you're putting all this stock in this, man, but that's true. You're being weird, bro.
Hey, for the record, if anybody ever walked up to you and said, I hate Derek Gaines, I would agree with you.
That's how you say, with somebody, I'd be like, oh, Derek Gaines. I'm like,
I'd be like, I agree. Like, I agree.
He's like, he acts like an asshole because of this.
Agree.
I'm like, that's what I like about Derek Gaines.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because you need that in comedy sometimes.
Yeah. I agree.
You need some people who are very confident in themselves to get humbled down a little bit.
Yeah.
My favorite, speaking of green rooms, my favorite thing that Derek Gaines does is he'll walk in the green room. If he does not know you, he'll be like, he'll say what's up to everybody, and then when he gets to the person he don't know, he'll be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Like, have any of you guys, have either of you guys heard of Eric Mays? Mays, he's like a congressman or something, or whatever those like local activist people.
Oh, the black dude with the deep voice?
Yeah.
That just died?
Yeah. That dude don't give a fuck about not being liked, man. Eric Mabee, so what? Call him. I don't like, and he got the loud ass voice, and he don't care.
You gonna have to get.
We want to take a quick second to thank our newest sponsor,
Kush Life.
Kush Life. Kush Life is the highest quality THCA you can buy right now, and they deliver it directly to your doorstep.
Okay.
I love delivery. THCA is fully legal in 45. Plus states, and it has the same psychoactive effects as THC when heated. So just about any way you consume it, they have a great selection too. All the strands you know and love: Gelato, Runtz, Gary Payton.
Wow,
probably got that Bobby Brown and that Christina Aguilera. Listen, the team at KushLifeStore.com has everyone set up with great prices and ounce specials and free pre-rolls from the site. All you have to do is pay for shipping. So support all the shows here and check out KushLifeStore.com and use promo code NNFA15 for 15% off. Order fast and try Kush Life Store once and you'll never go back to the regular
you
stuff.
You know what's ironic?
Again.
NNFA15 sounds like a jet, so get high.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back into it. Carefree hands in the building. What's going on, love? How you doing?
Should I grab it?
because the fella knows how to be on time.
No, we told her to come at 6:30. We did. But thank you, Gio. You
right.
Come on back.
Thanks for sitting in, right?
You guys want views on this
seat.
Episode or not?
Oh, my God.
I love Gio.
You want to hear something crazy, Karen?
Follow Gio Perez, you guys. He has a daughter. I'm coming
right back. I just got the Facebook memory today. 3 years ago today was your first appearance on the show.
Was it?
How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I just got the memory.
And we didn't plan that.
Nah,
so
not at all.
Beautiful.
But it was the clip of you. Clip of you telling us that your mom worked at Lane Bryant to tease fatties. I fucking love that.
It makes me laugh. Does make me laugh.
Right, right. How you doing, love? How you been?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
You coming from the gym, sir?
Today I'm supposed to be in Denver right now. I canceled the gig like 8 days out.
Okay.
Yeah.
The booker, it was like an independent show, and he was just kind of irritating me.
Okay.
And, you know, it was going to be one of those, like, one-nighters where, like, you spend a lot of time with the booker. Like, he picks you up from the airport, you know, like, gets you settled, this and that. And
sound
I'm
like a date.
Right? I was like, he's already annoying me. I'm like, I'm not trying to spend hours, days, whatever, with this guy. Like, he was one of those people like, do you have any ideas of how we could sell more tickets to the show? I was like, maybe you should have thought of that before you booked me, douchebag. I didn't hit you up. I don't know who you are. If you think that I'm something I'm not.
Right. He's like, I love you. Yeah.
But I know, but like sometimes it's like it's hard for us. Like we do the best we can. We're out here like trying to make a name for ourselves. We're doing all that stuff every day, day in and day out. But sometimes it's like, I guess it's different. Like if the dynamic is like, I'm asking you to work your club, then it's like, I'll go fucking balls out on promo, this and that or whatever. But if you ask me, mm-hmm. that implies you think there's a market for me.
Yeah.
you think I can sell tickets. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I
just sounds like ask. Every this sounds like every podcast about like dating and
does
deciding
it?
Who picks up the check.
Does it?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You asked me out.
If you ask me out to dinner, yeah. I'm not paying for dinner.
I agree.
Yeah, I get it.
I agree.
Oh, and the words of Cat Williams, I was rich before I got here. That's yeah. what you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, rich
yeah.
before I got here, nigga. Yeah. I'm not coming to this shit.
That's anymore. The thing. And I yeah. mean, I wasn't always like, maybe like 5 years ago.
But that's
like,
not 5 years ago. Right. It's right now. Right. In the present, yes, I'm good.
Price.
That's like.
It's not today's price.
That's when I went to sleep on a flight and the flight didn't take off. And everybody was in there tripping, mad. And I was like, can I leave? And the dude was like, you just going to get off the flight?
Yeah.
And in my head, I was like, I can afford that now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did the same thing yeah. in Key West. Yeah. They were like, it's going to be another 6 hours. There's a part missing. We're going to drive. I'm like, oh, I'm staying in Key West another night. You guys can chill at the airport, peasants.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get another hotel.
Oh, yeah, I'm making a bed right under those seats at the airport.
Absolutely. I can't think of a better way to end Black History Month than with Karen.
Talking about so many blacks
people.
Have been ending in me.
Yeah, man. Oh, ending in you. Wow. Good for Karen Feehan. On time.
Karen, is this your dog on your shirt?
Yeah, that's Mabel.
Yeah, yeah. Karen has
a
very...
I yelled at a woman yesterday because of Mabel.
Why?
She tried to come into the park with her 7-pound doodle dog.
Doodle dog.
Little. You know I hate the doodles.
The little doodle purse dogs, yeah.
Yeah. This first of all, the woman was stunning, and she came up. She looked like a model, Asian, tall, and her little dog started barking in this dog's face. This dog weighs 70 pounds. She's a German Shepherd lab mix. Luckily, she had a ball in her mouth, and I was got in between her and this dog. But I looked at her. I was like, my dog's going to kill your dog. I don't understand why you're letting your dog run up and bark in big dogs' faces.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be logical with her. And she's like, I know. Lenny, come here.
Bitch ass.
Those people are nuts.
I wanted to kill her. And then, so I left. And then, but Mabel's best friend is a bigger dog named Louise. And I was like, Mabel didn't get it. I was like, Louise is going to kill your dog. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And my friend Amy, sure enough, 10 minutes later, she texted me. She's like, yeah, I had to get Louise out of there. She was going to kill that little dog.
Little
I was like,
dog.
But it's always the big dog's fault. Like, those are the ones that get euthanized or deemed vicious or whatever. It's never the little shit starters.
Yeah. Sound, the big black dogs. They always got to get put down.
So her dog, they got like a little gang. Right, so when the outside dog comes in, they get very protective. And I've seen the one time I was there with my daughter, and this lady comes in with this dog. She had to grab her dog and hold him away to the point where she's leaning up against the bench because they're all on top of her. Her dog is by us. He left us to go jump in.
Jeez. Yeah,
and jump on top of
yeah.
the
oh yeah.
I mean, I've been around her dog. Her dog is very disobedient.
You know what that's like?
Justin Silver couldn't do shit.
Man.
You ever see like a fight break out in the street?
Yeah.
And you see a dude from the apartment
from
come
where?
Out.
Right.
That's her dog.
Flops on.
That's Mabel.
Okay.
He's like so sitting inside all day person. Waiting for a fight yeah. to start.
Yeah. Can I just tell you something? I watched the dog fight in the park yesterday. Right.
Okay. Talk shit.
White people.
You're betting on it.
Well, that was funny. There were no black people involved at all. It was just like white,
no money,
you know,
exchange.
Those white guys. Todd for his morning walk. He's got like a collared shirt under a sweater.
Patagonia
right,
got
right.
17 outfits.
And the dog
probably has a doodle.
No, they all had big dogs.
They have big dogs.
But the dogs got into it, and then you see these. Hey, 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 come on! And I'm like, this is wrong, dude. Like, if your dog gets into a fight in the park, you should be helping him out. You should get in that fight. Like, cause
right.
when
Hold
you're
the other
pulling
dog.
Your dog away, one, you're just giving your dog a disadvantage in the fight.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
literally, this There's, is your homie. Yeah. He might be wrong, but you don't know what this beef is about that he got right now. Just side with him.
No matter what.
Because while you pulling this nigga, the dog, other dog getting his bites in and all that shit,
right.
and it's like, you, this your homie. Don't,
yeah.
don't.
It's like holding your friend back while he's in the middle of a fist fight.
Right.
And then he shoulders. Gets punched.
Exactly. If your dog did that to you, like if somebody broke into your house and you fighting with the burglar.
And then my dog's like, yeah, fuck this bitch. Let's rape her too.
Oh, shit. That was a plot.
Right. Just pulling you by the ankle like Karen. There's no reason to do
pulling
this. Come on.
Down
right?
and shit.
Like, oh, my fucking
She's
God.
Asking
right?
for it.
No, yeah,
it's
man.
Like new. It's like it's a lot. Like sometimes I'm like, let's let the dogs figure it out themselves. Like, sometimes if it's like two dogs that are of the same size, they will figure it out. You know, one's going to win. The issue is when you have a 70-pound dog and a little doodle dog, the doodle dog's going to die. So you got to get in there at some
yeah,
point.
Just
like
I start swinging around.
My dog got in a fight with a bigger dog, and the owner was this huge dude, like 7-foot-tall dude, and his dog was this big hound dog. And that usually calms me down because my dog's like, if I'm not alpha, I'm not alpha.
Yeah.
So I was like, they're not going to have a problem. But one of the gang dogs got in a fight with that big dog. So they were all on it. My dog, Mabel, was the last one to the fight. The guy was holding his dog like a baby to get it away from all the other dogs. My dog was on his dog's neck, and he had to swing her off like she was a helicopter propeller.
Yeah. Maybe, though, maybe little dogs like that.
Maybe
like
Mabel,
you know how like
toxic.
You know how like yeah. little girls love like little women yeah, love to be dated some big giant
yeah.
maniac of a man who's yeah. just like moving bar stools in the bar yes. like and she's like that's my guy yeah. like, oh god
yeah
look I'm at like, her yes. look at her dozing
correct.
Off
I'm like yeah. thinking about all my
drooling a little
yeah.
bit
yes 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 check absolutely
little dogs want to be handled so bad
I know.
So, yeah, we're big. We don't want to be handled that way. Derek is complaining about his back. I was even saying my
what's
back started
on?
Hurting
I
some
got
this
sciatica.
Morning.
Yeah,
I was worried that there's shells. A chance that with our show in Philly this weekend, one of our backs will be out.
And it's mine.
It's just the way we're at that age now. Somebody's going to be using the stool.
What are these like post-exercise injuries? When are you feeling
well, I've
these?
Already had a bad back. I had a bad back okay. since I was 23. But this Monday, I went to the chiropractor, came back, put some ice on my back instead of heat.
That's what you fucked up.
And something just went wrong.
Chiropractors are not doctors.
They're not.
Make
and
back
I
worse.
Fucked up. So I had to go to the ER the other night. Then I went to Cornell today. I went to the real
yeah,
hospital
like,
today.
Give me some learning.
I went to some fly shit. I went and met with an exclusive doctor.
Right.
And now I got to get physical therapy.
You do?
And all that.
That's, but that's
physical
it.
Physical therapy is better than
yeah.
yeah.
At least they don't want to give you a cortisone.
But yeah, nah, he said you don't need the epidural just yet. But I was like, all right, cool.
Epidural.
He was like, so that big ass needle put you in the back. Just, yeah. Ah, nah, he
that
was like.
Paralyze you.
Yeah, so I was like, if they miss. But that's why I was at Cornell.
Right.
They don't miss at Cornell.
No.
So,
none of the chiropractors. Well, Canal Street.
Obviously, if they do miss, they're rolling that motherfucker up in some bed sheets and tossing yeah. them out in the alley.
Derek's doctor, he's like, you guys do hand jobs and chiropractor work
yeah.
in here?
Yeah.
Wait, I can get a massage.
Nah, man.
And...
Did they give you any moves to do?
No, it's just light stretches and all that. But right now, my shit is so crazy, ooh. I can't really do too much. So wow. I'm on Valium.
Are you?
A lot of yeah. muscle relaxers.
Whoa.
A lot of, when I went to the ER, they put something in my arm to calm all my muscles down at the same time.
And oh, that probably felt good. So
it didn't, because that shit was hurting. So
yeah,
it's hard to move, so I've been sleeping
funny.
Yeah, I
can tell.
But
you're like alignment, even looking at you right now. Yeah. You're like cocked.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. So that's where yeah. I'm at.
No painkillers?
I'm on Valium right now.
But that's more of a muscle relaxer than an opiate.
Okay, yeah, okay, you drug lord.
Drug addict.
That's more of a...
That's a level three drug.
Suck opiate. My veins. Said, probably some old heroin in
they
there.
They was trying to give me steroids, but I was like, all right, let's see what we can do without
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would try to... Yeah, that was smart, because I feel like once steroids are involved, stuff can happen.
I'm going to go out like Prince or Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Painkillers.
Oh, fuck, man. Who were we just talking about? T just left. T, who was that you were just telling me about that tried to get hair plugs and the hair plugs ended up hurting him?
Oh, this guest on Lev's show, Chris something.
Oh, yeah, man.
Pete.
This motherfucker.
Wasn't
the
it Little
pain,
Pete?
Little
Pete.
Oh,
the, little Pete?
Lev,
you guys don't know Little
Lev
Pete?
Lev needs a mouth plug. Because he's so fat. It hurt his hair.
Yeah, but he ended up getting addicted to painkillers because
of hair plugs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This cannot be real.
He's from Bay Ridge. Yo,
he should be tough then. That is a neighborhood in Brooklyn.
If you guys don't know Little Pete, find out because he will be on Frantic next month.
Okay.
I know the guy. The guy that's like kind of going viral.
He's not viral.
He's not, but he is in our circle.
I just heard the story. Yeah, we're perpetuating
the
story. I heard the story.
Patrick keeps putting him in his story. Patrick was like, should I put this guy on Frantic?
Okay.
Who the fuck? Is this
you don't
guy?
Know who he is. Okay,
I
you will.
I don't be knowing none of these crackers.
He's great.
No, you'll hate him.
Oh, yeah.
If I know Derek Gaines, he will hate this guy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna have to follow him on Frantic one day.
He's gonna pick him up like a sack of potatoes and throw him off the stage. Yeah. He's gonna hate.
Yeah,
he wears. I heard he wears lifted shoes, right, Natalie? He wears shoes to make him taller. He's like 5'2 or 5'1.
Yeah, bro, these are things that I didn't know were issues. I mean, you know.
There
I don't
he
know.
Is.
I don't know.
I met him. Yeah, he's shorter than me.
So I hate him.
hit that.
Damn, he under the Broadway sign.
Yeah.
All his clips.
Oh, wow.
My question is, you can't move the camera a little? Frame yourself up, buddy.
A weird.
No, it's because the way the camera's positioned, it won't even catch it.
Yeah, because it's hanging from the ceiling, right?
He should jump. Every one of his punchlines, he should jump up.
Jesus Christ.
That's terrible.
Every
one
of his punchlines. I don't think he has a punchline. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody likes him, right? Doesn't Lev genuinely like him?
Lev does genuinely like him. He was on his show this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. T had just told me the story about somebody that got hair implants and then they got addicted to painkillers.
Ain't
from
that
it.
A bitch.
I was just like, holy
Ain't
shit.
That
man.
A bee.
Like the misdirection of getting addicted, you know, is crazy.
That is not enough pain. Little holes in your head. What are we doing? I have a nail in my hand. We're talking about a chia pet head, and this guy got addicted to
like, it. I heard it was like it was the spreadable, and like they spread it on. They spread it on like mustard, like real thick mustard.
Yeah, this is like they're treating your dandruff with Percocet.
Right.
That's pretty crazy. I don't know what it is.
I try not to tease people with pain because I know what it's like, even with but like the back pain.
Yeah,
I feel like a bitch.
Right now,
I don't say anything, but like when I get it,
Men and women have much different thresholds for pain. It's been studied.
Yeah, huh. Women are weaker.
No. But it's real. You guys, maybe because you're bigger and stronger and more visceral, you feel pain more. You do. I believe it, that you genuinely do. Women can compartmentalize it.
We also can, like, reverse drive vehicles, too.
Right,
I think
relax.
We can just sense things.
Here we go. Misogyny.
We can parallel park, you know, things like that.
No, we can parallel. I can parallel
I
park like
to
a muffler,
save my life.
Too.
Gun to my head, could never.
I can back into a space. I've gotten pussy because I can back into a space.
Yeah. Well, you put your arm around it.
I've definitely had girls be like, oh my God.
You
did that easy. You got that in just once?
Yeah, I've gotten a whole vagina. That. I've gotten vagina because I could back into a part.
We can't
And
help
I think men are better at taking off bras than women. I think we're better at undoing the hooks.
It took me a while to learn, but I got it. Because I got big sausage fingers, but I figured it out.
To just kind of do that little unclip thing.
If when you get it to that,
yeah.
Game time.
But that also means she's got a good, it's a newer bra.
A
bra. She hasn't fucked all the hooks up.
The hooks ain't all bent.
Like
it's one of these.
Yeah.
You can do like that.
Dave likes
I haven't done that in a while.
Girls with big boobs. That doesn't happen to little titty bras. They're always fine.
Yeah.
Really? Little titty hooks, they never? Yeah. Are you serious?
There's no mass being, you know.
Nah, they just throw that shit at you. A girl was small to me. She thought the bra on your face looked like a pair of shades. It's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes, that's why I do like small titty girls who don't wear bras, because it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Why would you add this
waste
extra
money?
Thing?
I rarely do. Sometimes it's just to like add a little shape. Like I didn't have enough shape, so I have a bra on right. But I have like a training bra on. Like there's no underwire or like padding or anything.
I fucking wish. I had a training bra for a week and broke it. I just like... was born with
good
double
you,
D titties.
Yeah. Wait,
good
were you,
you
talking why you? Why did you have a training bra? You talking about when you first got
God
titties or late?
Well, my mom realized I had titties and was like, "Oh, let me get you a training bra." And then I wore it for 2 days and it broke.
Wow!
So I had to get regular bras.
Damn.
And I was like 8, 9.
That is weird. I have
big
two daughters.
Titty problems.
I know nothing about I know nothing about their bras. I have no idea their bra sizes or anything like
That's
that.
Good. You shouldn't. My dad
I
didn't
shouldn't.
Know my bra size.
Yeah,
that'd be weird.
It's just it is
it'd be like TI shit.
Yeah, but it is weird, like, that they have this weird expense in their life that I know nothing about. You know what I mean? Like,
that's all right.
I don't even know how much bras cost.
They're
you know
expensive.
I mean?
The good one's expensive.
It runs
I've
the
heard.
Gamut, yeah. Runs
yeah,
the gamut.
What's the starting?
You can get a bra for $10, probably at TJ Maxx, at Marshall's, maybe $16.99.
I feel like, expensive. And that's like, if you got small titties, you can get away with that, right? Like, a TJ Maxx bra is comfortable if you got
but
small
if you
titties.
Got some over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
It does, because it affects your life in a lot of ways when you're walking around with that much more mass, your posture, your alignment, you know?
Back all crazy.
My girlfriend is a triple G.
Jesus.
Pull up a picture.
She's a boxer.
Derek, pull up her OnlyFans. What? What?
I told you to do it.
Reddit.com.
She's a triple G, and depending on the type of bra you're looking for, you got to get that custom.
Custom, so like fitted.
She needed a tank back. Yeah. She needed a part in the back that looked like
Yeah. Military grade.
Yeah, she needs the military grade. It's like 18 hooks on it, by the way.
There's a Belgian Malinois holding it together.
It's like two niggas with their hands in the back.
This is the church.
But
this
it's
is
that,
the
you know, that strong fist where yeah. you see the two buff ass arms yeah. holding each other? Yeah.
It's, I mean, I really like, I wonder. I mean, I can't really say I have empathy because I don't know what it feels like. I really do wonder. Because, like,
you don't even have big titty friends?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I can feel what their body feels like.
Oh, okay.
That's a good point.
Like, my thing is, I feel like if I had a bunch of extra weight that, like made my life harder or, like, gave me, like, pain or soreness or this and that, I would be like, let's lose it. Let's,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get them things reduced.
I don't know.
I feel like they should be. I know I'm on a part of Instagram now where I start to see stuff on how to make your life better.
Oh, I think we're just gonna say big titties.
Big titties. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like you said, you're real, like profound. I'm in this corner
but
of Instagram.
That's my whole
algorithm just
page
shows
just
me
titties.
Big titties.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm you got to get to where I'm at with the back exercise.
But no, I have all the backs. It's either back shit or titties.
Back or front.
Yeah, it's either back shit.
There's those videos that be like, don't crack your back like this.
Because according to Instagram. I got to get a device that I got to lean on right here to help the muscle up front.
Oh, the so the back. Whatever.
Some white woman came up with it. You lay on it and it stretches this shit yeah. and makes your back good
it's
for you.
Plastic.
Where are you going to physical therapy? I went to Spear. I went to Spear for my hand.
I'm waiting for that call tomorrow.
They were great.
Yeah. See, check these out. T and the run of show. Can you see the one that says back exercise 2? This is one that I found on Instagram that I've had to start doing. I don't like it because it looks bad, but it feels good.
Oh, I got pages for you to watch because my algorithm is that.
Yeah, I save them. I save them. Like, yeah. But yeah.
I do that now.
You do that now?
Yeah.
This shit, like, it's a weird move to be doing. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? But like, you're like.
It looks like the caption should be, enter me.
Hey. His feet are closed together. You know it's for some workout shit.
This is why dudes got bad backs
now. You never put a girl's feet together when you was hitting like that?
No, but he got jeans and a belt and a shirt on.
I know.
You never dry hope?
This is why dudes don't work on their backs and hips now because like, it's that kind of homophobia.
Yeah.
Like, all right, see the next one that says, can we do these? I wanted like, this lady's got a range in her hips that I want.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I cannot bring myself to do these exercises, man. You got to see this, man. And I recently followed her page. No, not this one. Not this one.
I'll be doing that.
See, that looks like it feels good.
Not this one. Is it cool to do these? My bad. Or did I fuck it up?
Probably fucked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
look at what she's got going on. But, like, these moves are crazy.
Just throw them in your room by yourself.
I can do
like,
that.
If you're doing that, even without moving, it's good for your hips. And
right.
Your back.
Look at that. That is there's no way she has back pain.
Long term, this is not good for your hip sockets.
Really?
No, because, like, okay, so back story, ballet has different methods to study.
You can leave that playing in the background.
Yeah,
I kind of enjoy watching
that.
Basically, people who study Martha Graham do a lot of bouncing and they have a lot of hip problems when they get older.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's young. That's what you're saying.
No. You have to balance it. You can't just get flexible by bouncing into your muscles like this.
You have to build muscles too, probably.
I feel like this would build some muscles for you.
No, no, that's not
you
building
guys are
muscle.
Thinking about your dick muscle.
Yeah, it's building my dick muscle.
Yeah. That's not building any muscle. That's only mobility work. You have to have resistance or weight to build.
See, Karen,
muscle.
Know that workout shit.
Oh yeah, Karen.
But
Karen,
I thought that was like a yoga pose when you do that, when you kind of get down.
But
and
that's
you have
not
to
what she was doing. She was doing a mobility.
She was just
let her know what the fuck she's talking about. Yeah.
She
was doing the pussy rock. That's the pussy.
So you got that kind of hip flexibility?
It's not that good, but it's pretty good.
Pretty good?
I can get like really low in a squat. You want to see?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Karen's already got her shoes off. Per the huge.
I can
get as low as her.
Oh!
Wow. Yeah, we can tell how flexible.
Oh, shit.
You almost I almost ducked behind the seat.
That was a chiropractic
shit.
Adjustment.
Yeah.
She said,
Yeah, what was that? Was that knees or was that like your back and stuff that made the noise?
That was my knees.
Knees.
Jesus.
Yeah, buddy, man.
That was a crick crack.
Yeah. Cracking's good. Cracking's fine.
Oh my God, my feet crack now all the time, yeah. And my ankles and stuff like that.
That loud crack. I can't wait to hear that.
The mic definitely picked that up.
I feel like I could come to that. Yeah, my feet kind of crack too.
Yeah.
Ankles.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I feel like as long as they're cracking, you'll be good for the rest of your life.
You guys,
right?
I worked out with Andre Kim the other day. I took him to an alpha strength class.
You took a beta to an alpha?
That's
very good, GL.
Very good. Fucked up, but shit, that's very good. That was quick. That was very quick.
How'd that work out?
You guys know Andre Kim?
I know Andre Kim. Very funny.
All right, so he's been talking. He's showing his biceps at the stand every night. I see him. He's like, look at this. I'm like, yeah. You still have a donut belly. Like, shut up. Like, you're not actually in shape.
Right.
So I'll work out with you. I was like, all right, come to Alpha Strength with me. Sunday, 10:45 a.m., 60-minute class. The first thing we did was three exercises, and we were supposed to do four rounds of those exercises.
Four of three. Okay.
Deadlifts, world's greatest stretch, 60 seconds on a cardio machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three exercises, four rounds, though, right? Four rounds. We all start. First, I have to show him what a fucking like warm-up deadlift is because he knows nothing. Then we complete one round, and everybody's like still going and still sweating or whatever. And I look around, and Andre walking around the gym did one round of the warm-up.
He out of breath. He was
for the rest of the time.
Oh shit!
Like until the next block of work, I yelled at him like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "What? I'm done." I was like, "We have to do it four times." And he's like, "Oh, oh." And then later, I'm talking to him, and I was like, "Andre, what happened in the warm-up? Like, what happened?" He's like, "Oh, I thought I was done." I was like, "You thought out of 15 people that you had just completed the warm-up faster than everyone?"
Well, he's Asian. They get their test done there before everybody else. So
he was like, "Yeah,
I got it. I figured it out."
And then he like, I'm used to being done ahead of everyone else. What are you talking about? It's nothing.
Check.
I was just like blown away. And the next day he texts me. He's like, "Yo, man, I'm so sore." I'm like, "From what? You didn't do half the class." What are you talking about?
That's crazy. And then that sounds like some crazy shit.
We're working out again tomorrow, though.
I already knew that because one time, remember the pull-up competition we did at the stand? So there's like this pipe, you know, the stairs right by the green room.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing pull-ups on there.
Okay.
So I think it was like an argument where I'm like, "Yo, I could do more pull-ups than you guys."
That's usually how it starts.
Four people went out. There was me, her, well, me, Karen, Andre Kim, and somebody else. And the push-ups they did together,
pull-ups.
The pull-ups they did. So they did probably like 11. So I did more than them combined.
Okay.
Yeah, because Andre did as much as you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's a man.
Yeah. This is a man, and I think they did like eight altogether.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who don't work on pull-ups.
Congrats, guys.
Okay, thanks. That's what we got.
Now, at the comedy club, you should probably write some jokes, too.
Why would I do that?
Now that you're killing it in pull-ups.
Why would I want to be funnier when I can do more pull-ups?
Now that you can do pull-ups at a comedy club, why don't you write a fucking joke?
Why don't you pull up and say a punchline?
I swear you niggas, man. Yo, man, I'm about to buy that green room and start screening everybody that walks up in
there. Hey, listen, that green room has been compromised.
I'm going to get a new couch, another TV.
Not there no more, huh? And I've been seeing so many open mic comics in that green room.
It's tearing me apart, man.
It's tearing me apart.
It's killing me, bro. Like, I'll be in there like, look at all this filth.
It's either great or like, who are you?
Who the fuck are these people?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Sometimes I go
weirdos
up to them, whisper in their ear, who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not successful.
They took are they not locking it anymore? Because there used to be a code on
it. They don't lock it no more.
It's not even the locking.
They don't lock it. The couch is falling apart. I'm sorry. Behavior is a language, and we are being told that we do not matter.
All right, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do something about it this week.
I'll go in on the couch.
If you want to split a couch, we can split a couch.
We're going to put our names on the fucking couch.
Yes!
Darren and Karen.
Just go. Reserved.
I'll go half with you on the couch if you want to.
We'll
yeah.
do it. I have no problem.
But move that piece of shit up out of there and get a new couch.
Because you're going to fall off the side of it. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
We need
a new couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just clip
which is funny because they were like,
shame them into buying a new one.
Yeah, the girl, the waitress. I don't think you were there. You left, but the waitress kept trying to tell us Saturday, like there was an after party, and G-Eazy was at the after party.
Oh, go!
And she goes, she comes down, and she goes, "Hey guys, Do you know who G-Eazy is?
Stop
like
it.
The rapper?
Stop
okay,
it.
He's here and he wants to come to the green room. So like, can we change this music and make it cool? Because I want him to like
for
me.
G-Eazy?
And it's like, well, his couch is already falling apart. Like if you think you're impressing him by bringing him down here to
Why
a green room.
Why are we trying to impress G-Eazy?
G-Eazy. With a
what
broken
is
chair.
On?
A broken TV. We got a broken TV,
Am
broken
I
chair,
crazy?
Broken couch.
No, that's what that club values though, man.
What the fuck?
Some sort of celebrity.
That couch stinks.
I don't know.
So
Dave Chappelle been in there three times, G-Eazy. And that couch is still in there. Nah, we got to do something. Yeah. I got enough money. I got a check today from work. We're going to get a new couch.
Oh, I got a big bump on my OnlyFans today.
Oh, shit. Nice.
From I really think it was from a podcast.
You starting to spread hustler style? Yeah.
I subscribe.
You starting to spread? You starting to spread? Hustle?
No, I've never done pussy.
Because that's
me.
When it bumps up when you do some wild shit. So it's hustle style.
I subscribe from 30 different accounts.
This creepy ass nigga. I think
I'm not paying you to open for me anymore. If you're gonna waste your money,
where do you think it's going, Karen?
Yeah, just giving her money back. Yeah, that's so funny.
I'm
reinvesting into the company.
I'm trying to feed your daughter.
Yeah. That is, like, I guess that is a fascinating feeling, right? Like, because you know that the bump is
spread
there. You
the
feel
lips.
It, but you have no idea where it came from.
Spread your lips.
Spread the lips. That's Dave Chappelle. That's not me. Hustle style. That's what he means.
Yeah.
That's hot.
How's that going, too, man? You, no, like, are you running out of ideas yet, or?
I don't have to. You act like you act like your gender is
How
like,
do I get
oh,
these guys?
I won't buy this unless she gives me a new idea. It's not comedy. It's fucking porn, dude.
Yo, man, there's some guys like looking in, like, oh, she's spreading her butt cheeks. That's fucking hack.
Yeah. Seen it. They're
All
like,
hacks
they're
spread
like,
their butt
they're like,
cheeks.
You shared this clip in 2021, actually.
Oh, nah, I don't think so.
Have you seen that movie? There was a horror movie where the girl gets locked out of her account, but then the account goes
Temple,
up.
What is wrong with you? Why are you trying to freak me out?
No, there's a real fucking movie.
You try to scare me all
I'm
the time.
I'm not trying to scare you,
but
it is
a
horror
movie.
It is a horror movie. It's a modern day horror movie. The girl gets locked out of her account, and there's like
OnlyFans
some
OnlyFans account.
It's something like a modern day OnlyFans,
something like a
but
OF.
Like they basically, I think they use like AI or something to clone her, and then once she got into like the top 1%. She was locked out, but it was still going live, and she was like fighting with customer service to get back in. This
and
is like the plot
no money.
Of a
it's
modern
really,
horror
that's
movie.
That's really smart. I wrote a script like during the pandemic when I first started the OnlyFans because it is like a little bit of like a psychological like you know shift from not doing porn to doing porn all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
Right.
But and I wrote something like about like somebody who was like a craze, like a stalker or whatever. But it was like my character and like her like ex-boyfriend just like came and saved her and beat the guy up.
Oh yeah.
Very good.
It's nice Tubi movie right there. Very you know. Good.
Yeah, but now you add AI to that.
Well, that's what's scary because what I think they would do or what I would do if I was the villain in this story is I would hack her account and then if you have AI then you can make her do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just like doing nudes, but all of a sudden she's doing blowjobs, DPs, you got other AI guys.
Right. And that's how she had to get her account back. You guys probably won't watch this movie.
That shit.
They would have to double hack her. They would have to for it to affect her, they would have to get into her bank account too. Like
Well, but if they get into the account, can't they just switch where the money goes?
This nigga's a consultant.
Yeah, I guess so.
Listen, you're talking to a criminal here, so.
Yeah.
I think of every angle.
Right.
Absolutely.
I didn't even want to bring it up, nigga, but okay.
Derek hates that shit. But it does, like OnlyFans does, like, let me know. Every time I log in, I get an email about where I logged in and what time I logged in.
Okay.
Like, they're very
They be looking. They be looking.
Because they'll get sued.
I be pushing myself to get OnlyFans, because some of these chicks be having titties, and I'll be like, nah, I'm all right.
And he like, says some of these chicks be having titties.
They be on Instagram with the regular shit, and they just be bouncing on Instagram. You be like, I know she got OnlyFans.
Right.
You click,
right
there. Right
in the link tree.
It's a hot pepper and a fucking.
I wonder what this is. What's this hieroglyphic?
And then they be like, subscribe. I mean, get the fuck out of here with that subscription shit, man.
It's probably not that high, though.
Yeah.
I feel
no,
like
it's
a lot
cheap.
Of girls is like
but it's just like, it's $3.99
for just that video that you saw on Instagram, probably on a loop. I bet there's a lot of scamming going
nah,
on.
Nah, Matt, shout out to my homie Matt Richards. He got a few of them nasty bitches on OnlyFans. They be getting down on there, but I'm like, nope, I still won't do it.
Wait, what? He's like OnlyFans pimp?
Some of these chicks that be
He's saying he's subscribing to it, but he's make the way he's wording it, it sounds like Matt is pimping bitches out.
That's what I thought.
No.
He was like, shout out to Matt Richards.
Matt come to the club. Shout out to New goals. I can see him doing it.
Oh, you think Aaron Burr got a nice
him doing it?
Watch this.
No, Matt be like, yo, I follow her OnlyFans. Check this shit out. And these chicks be like, the chicks that do that whole thing on Instagram where they stick their tongue out and drool on their shirt. You'd be like, okay, that's something. And then they show me the, I'll be like, oh, she bought that life. Oh, that shit was really just a preview.
It's really shifting money, like money
yes,
stuff.
Yes.
Like, and relationship dynamics.
Yes.
Women really don't need men.
Yeah.
If you're hot, ugly girls will be there for you guys.
Did we talk about this on your podcast? That now you guys will become the sugar mamas. Like, it'll all just
but
be...
But that dynamic, you know that dynamic doesn't work. That's yeah. never sexy. That's never sustainable. It might be like a flash in the pan type thing in May, December where the lady's older, but nobody wants to take care... We don't want to take care of our
but
partner.
Men don't... I don't think young dudes even want to be with women. Like, if I can get a PlayStation out of you and go back to my mom crib, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, and an OnlyFans chick...
How are you getting
chick,
that PlayStation? Are you
from the OnlyFans chick. The OnlyFans chick will buy you a PlayStation.
Why?
Women are tricking them.
Yeah.
I've seen that. It's
just to
why.
Make a motherfucker go away because you don't like them, but you're like, let me, I'll fuck
away.
You, but here's
what's
here's
a PS5 to somebody's making $100,000 a month?
Right.
What type of conversations are leading? Like, can I have a PS5?
Nah, he probably fucked.
Okay.
It's Will. She goes, now I got to get this annoying nigga out of my bed. What you want? PS5. There you go. Get
right.
The fuck out
it's
of
this.
Here.
The power yeah. dynamic has yeah. changed yeah. because
Sugar
the woman
Mama
is the breadwinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Her thing is, I don't necessarily want you around anymore,
yeah.
but like, how do I get you to go home? You know what I mean? But like, I still want to, I want to be mean to you, but I want to be able to call you whenever I want. Yeah. You know what I mean? The same way they did it with chicks. Like, here's a fur coat and I'll call you later. You know?
I'll call you when I want
to. Dudes don't wear fur coats. They
You've
wear
kicked the guy out before, right? Where you're like, all right, I'm well, done with you and I'll leave.
Yeah. But that was
That's
after.
Completely you.
That was after like a few weeks, you know, of like dog care.
I'm not talking about Derek. I mean Drescher. I mean like a guy you were intimate with, and you're like, I want you to leave. Now.
Yeah, that guy got an extra weekend out of me because I was on the road, and he had already committed to watching my dog. But that sucked because like the whole time I was like, I just gotta kick him out when I get back, though. But I can't do it now because what if he's mean to my dog?
There you go. See that? It's a lot of shit you got to think
it's
about.
It's a lot
man.
Of shit you got to think about.
A lot
about.
Of OnlyFans problems.
Yeah.
You sweeten the deal up with a PS5.
Well, the truth is, like, not a lot of guys, and, like, some guys will say they're fine with it, but, like, I think deep down they're probably not, and, like, over time it, like comes out.
Mm.
So if I do find guys that, like, don't mind, it's kind of awesome.
Good call.
I think the newer guys are getting... I think newer guys are going to be around that. Like, younger
well,
guys.
Like,
are...
I don't fuck on there or even give blowjobs. Blowjobs. Blowjobs with Karen Fian.
Thank God. Because right now, it's like, in my mind, I go, good for
no
Karen.
Jobs.
She's
but even if
there,
you was a fucker, give blowjobs.
Having fun.
Would you still have to
Playing
give the guy
tunes.
A cut? Would you give what? The guy a cut if a guy was fucking with you or on camera?
Of course. Nice. Yeah. I am She's, a capitalist. I believe fair work
you're not giving,
fair pay.
Nah, you'd probably be like, yo, here's 300.
No,
and he'd
I
be
wouldn't.
Like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have done this before. Wait a minute. 300 in a nut? Are
right.
you out of here?
Exactly. There you go. That's a PS5.
You hand a guy $300 after sex?
But after he nuts,
wait,
he
wait,
would
what?
Be like, am I getting punked?
Right.
What the fuck is this? It's amazing.
You hand, like, I feel like a guy has sex with a girl, he hands her money afterwards, like, hey, go take care of yourself. She's like, oh my God, thank you.
That's
oh
called
God.
Prostitution.
But if it was, if no, 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 no,
the other
no,
way around.
No. I don't mean, I've never paid for pussy ever in my life. Ever in my life.
But, finish what you were saying.
But,
nigga.
Like, if I fucked a girl, that
people
I
people paid for his when he was in jail.
Yeah.
They oh, put dude. Money on your books.
Oh, they put my cheeks on sale. Nah. Only in jail. Now, I've never been to prison. Right. And even if I've been to prison, I let my fucking, you know, I stab people.
Dude's yeah, always, yeah, yeah, dude's yeah, always gotta let you know, saying. Man.
We get it. You're a criminal.
Yes.
Go.
That shit. So, like, I have sex with a girl consensually. It was just regular sex. There was no agreement on it, and I give her money afterwards. She's going to be like, oh, my God, thank you. But if I had sex with a girl and she handed me money, it's going to blow my fucking mind because it's never happened before.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
never.
You ain't been fucking with them old bitches.
And
old bitches,
never
they going
to
get you need anything, young man?
Not with my cock, but.
And you stay out of with trouble, what, young mind? Man. Here's yes. a little something for
and
you.
And my fingers in my mouth.
You guys are made up. Hey, what are y'all doing
over there? What are y'all talking about over there? First of all, you muscled your way onto this podcast today. And now you over here talking this fuck shit. So I need you
what
to finish.
What fuck shit? What fuck? I just explained. What more do you want me
nigga,
to explain?
I done fucked the bitch money. That was just. Ass. You got to figure this out, man.
I'm saying I've never paid for pussy.
Okay, cool.
I've never paid for pussy. But I'm not saying that you know what I mean? Like
you're
that.
Just speaking in hypothetical.
Yeah, right. It's a hypothetical. Thank
speaking
you.
Speaking of,
I didn't have
paying
the word
premium for anything. Have you guys seen the new thing? Wendy's is going to add the peak prices.
Oh shit! Talk shit. What's this about?
So basically, whenever the drive-thru gets full, they're investing like $20 billion to change all of their signs to digital signs. But like, if it gets crowded, prices are going up.
I
just
love
like
it.
A Uber.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the
wow.
competition. I love the
competition. That's like a surcharge.
That's us in the airport. Like, people who won't pay that, they're getting out of line. People are like, listen, it's worth the $8. I got the $8. I don't care. It's $8. They're staying in line. I love it. It's like Hunger Games at Wendy's.
Yeah, but you know the only people that's waiting in line for Wendy's, even though it's premium, is just fat people who don't need to be having that shit.
Dave,
like,
you bring up an excellent point. I love talking about the obese with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, get them out of here. Absolutely. At a premium. You know what I mean?
Bring up such a huge portion of the population that I wasn't even thinking about. I was just doing economics.
A huge portion of the population.
You're talking about addicts. You're talking about a group of addicts.
Yes, yes.
That are lined up at a heroin clinic versus like maybe free, like a recreational user, like weekend users.
Right, gotcha. Right. Yeah. If I go to Wendy's and they got a sign that go, hey, it's peak time right now. Everything is 12. I'm not.
You're out of there.
Yeah,
like, I'll
I'm
get
not
sushi.
Going.
I'm Dave Temple. Like, I'll go to lunch with another adult. I don't have to get drive through. I love myself.
So you go
myself.
To gym. Right, you go to gym and it's like, yo, this is the busiest time. I'm gonna charge you more. We're gonna raise the prices because this is when everybody's working.
I still might go work out because I know bitch is gonna be up in there.
Jesus Christ,
I know bitch is gonna be up in there.
Because Eric's doing his back exercise.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in there stretching. Hip mobility. Good to see you, baby. A lot of dirty footers be at my gym, so I'll be having a good time.
I'm not a big fan of lines in general.
No.
If there's
I
a
hate
line
lines.
For
no,
shit.
No, thank
and
you.
I don't like being herded. So nope. The minute that they're like, I'm like, I can't.
That's why I'm about to get global entry because this TSA pre-check. Digital
nothing
face
matters
check.
Anymore.
It's wearing
clear,
off, right?
Clear this, and the lines doesn't matter anymore.
It just and it takes you to the same
faster.
Place.
Yeah.
Like, they, why am I
all,
sharing?
If you have one eye or like a googly eye, it's bizarre to me that you're a clear representative. Please stop hiring these people. It's fucking weird. They're like, come let the machine read your eyes. I'm like, how did you get this job?
How did you even get the job?
Yeah, there's somebody online like, hold on, let me adjust my eye real quick. They're holding up the line.
It's like a fat personal trainer.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they be in there fat. Talking about you need to do another one, nigga. You need to.
I had a fat teacher group fitness in Texas. It made sense
Texas.
There. It makes sense, but I was like, this is hilarious. This girl Amber's fat and she's telling us to run. This is hilarious. She's not running. I think she has a granola bar in her pocket.
Yeah, my track coach and was it high school or middle school? It was probably middle school because we had like no funding.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the home ec teacher, Miss Emery. And I mean, she looked like Newman from Seinfeld. So she's just there with a whistle to go, you know, with a stopwatch. That's all she had for you.
That's
if you were fast,
funny.
You were fast. But like,
that's yeah. funny. Thinking
she,
about
she
a fat
could...
person, like timing, like athletic type, like, wow, look at them go.
Yeah.
Like, just eating. It's so funny to me.
You know what I find interesting?
Come on, T.
Because I've been calling this for years. The Ozempic craze has really brought back the heroin skinny, right? But I found this
heroin
interesting. Like Kim Kardashian, all these people who have like fitness lines and bathing suit wear lines, they don't have fat models anymore. Every single girl in the advertisements are like skinny, no butt, 90s Pam Anderson
crazy.
Bodies. So we're flipping back.
That's yo, flipping I'm not going to lie to you. I respect that. Because like even like with Rihanna's underwear line where she was using fat dudes and fat chicks, I would see some of those fat dudes and I'm like...
You didn't like that?
Even those ads
where's
are changing.
Where's the Calvin Klein guys?
The Fenty ads, they're changing. Now it's like the bra on a box instead of on a model.
Yeah. I'm probably a little bit too judgmental of the other. Like, I really look weird at like overweight gay dudes. where it's just like, they let you in? You know what I mean?
They shouldn't let you in.
Y'all used to be in shape on those fucking floats.
Yeah.
You ever seen the videos where they show high school gym in the 70s? And niggas was doing the thing where they had to put the sticks in the hole.
Yeah,
high school. And they all was jacked. Like, because
it was part of the curriculum. Yeah. Like you said about funding or whatever. It used to be built in. And now it's like, it's not. Bullshit for lunch is built in. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I never made it to the, I never got to use the knotted rope in gym class.
For real?
Yeah, there were four ropes.
It was knotted?
One was knotted for sweet kids. And then the other ones were, but they would always rotate it, and I never got to use the knotted rope. And my elementary school went from K to 6. So it was 6 years of somehow I never got on that knotted rope.
K to 8.
I just had to learn how to climb the regular rope, and I finally got it in 5th grade.
You got K it to in 5th grade?
5th grade was when I finally had the upper body strength to
I was doing that in like 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah, it was probably easy for me. It was almost easier for me when I was younger because I was so light. I just flew up it. And the older I got, I was like, oh, I have a body now.
I was the other way around.
I'd be more scared of heights. I was like, oh, shit, if I fall right now.
Well, they had a mat down there.
You know what I learned in gym back in grade school? The moonwalk. It's pretty wild.
Me too.
I didn't do nothing but learn how to dance.
You learn how to glide.
Because there was a dude that was named Jeremy. I'll never forget. He was getting all the girls' attention at gym. And I was looking at niggas climbing the rope, but there wasn't no circle around that rope. It was a circle around Jeremy because he was doing the moonwalk. You're and I said, that's what I need to learn. And I was like, fuck all this climb
shit.
This not
the
class. Got to become a showman.
This was a side thing.
No, this is
kid.
Gym. You know how you do, you know
what
do
I'm saying? The teacher is teaching y'all how to moonwalk?
You know how you do free day in gym?
Wait, teacher Jeremy?
Okay. Yeah.
No, Jeremy was some bitch ass nigga.
That is, though. That's sliding. A cool ass.
So how the fuck is he doing that on the basketball floor, man? Yeah. I was
like,
oh.
Some 35-year-old man getting all the girls in gym.
And it's not. Like, can you moonwalk on concrete?
I can.
Yeah.
Especially if it's wet. Can if you, it's wet, it's good. I got
can you moonwalk on carpet?
This carpet, yeah.
Wait, so you do still slide your foot? I thought it's like you lift it up a little bit and it's an illusion.
It's a slide.
Oh, you ever seen the walking moonwalk where they do the moonwalk forward?
Uh-huh.
Where it looks like they're gliding, but they're walking forward.
I've seen that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's not as cool as the one that's backwards. The forward one, okay, you figured it out.
Yeah, you figured out
how to do the moonwalk.
It's more impressive.
You nerd son of a bitch. But that back one, if you know how to do it and then do something with your hands at the same time, you was the king of the fucking party.
Moonwalking in the street for money is like, it's so sad to me, man. Where you're like, Jesus Christ, man, you're so talented. Why are you out here on free money?
Or these dudes that be stripping on the train, keeping their clothes on, where they be rolling down the pole. I'd be like, can y'all go to Cirque du Soleil or something? Can y'all get some real money?
Yeah.
Stop bothering audition. People in the fucking...
They won't wake up for the auditions. What? They gotta go get...
No need for a punch!
I believe in them, too.
I love a Karen for your hand, man. Every time I'm Karen in, I feel more Christ-like. Because Christ hung out with the hoes.
Well, that's right. Mary Magdalene, baby.
And didn't partake. That's the shit that I like. All right. We're going to take a quick little break here, break this episode up. Real quick, Karen, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
Follow me on Instagram at Karen Fian. At Twitter, it's Fian Karen because I got hacked and had, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm on the road. I'm at House of Comedy Detroit March 7th and 8th, if this comes out before that.
Nice.
And then I'm in the Lafayette, Louisiana, New Orleans, the end of the month, March 28th, 29th. That's it.
All right, good shit. Gio, where can they find you?
Follow me on Instagram, Gio Perez 86, and follow On The Gate Podcast.
Oh, plug my podcast, network. Gio.
And also watch Only Fee Hands.
That was fly.
Watch Only Fee Hands.
That was kind of fly.
If you like looking at her feet on a couch, there
you
go.
Yeah, she gets the shoes off.
She's smart. She does it on purpose.
Yeah, I know that, but it's just you don't see it coming. Yeah. You don't see it coming.
You know the creeps love the feet. Yeah.
They love it. It's crazy how much they love it.
Let's take a little break and we'll come back. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
When does this come out?